Let me tell you something about the power of God. When you've really had a deliverance, it's over. So if it bothers you again, just know I got to go deeper and get rid of this. Now, sometimes it'll try to come back, but then you know it's outside of you, not in you. You know, all of a sudden you'll have a crazy thought like, wait a minute, no way, devil, you have no authority. I'm not taking it back. They're allowed to try to come back with seven friends and start a party inside of you. But so few in the church are teaching inner healing deliverance. When I say inner healing, where's it at in the Bible? Jesus Christ himself said, where's it at? Somebody tell me. And it's, I think this is so cool that Jesus said this and people have a hard time with inner healing deliverance. It's not hard at all. Yeah, it's this one. I'll just read it here and then you guys can find it. You've all heard it in the New Testament. But Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is on me because Jehovah has anointed me to preach the gospel to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and complete opening to the bound ones, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to point those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Woohoo! Name of our ministry. That's where it came from. The oil of joy instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of the spirit of infirmity or heaviness. So that one calls them trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord in order to beautify himself. Keep going. This is really good. Isaiah 61. And they shall build old ruins. They shall raise up former desolations. They shall restore the waste cities, ruins of generations and generations. Anyway, it goes on. Eat the wealth of the nations and you shall revel in their glory. Instead of your shame and disgrace, will get double the rejoice in their portion, for they shall possess a second time in their land. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. All right. But the main thing I want you to see, when Jesus himself stood up to say who he was, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. I've been anointed to preach the gospel to the meek and to bind up the brokenhearted. That's what we're doing here. Luke 4, thank you. Jesus said, so what he wants to do, Jesus wants you to hear the good news of the gospel, understand the power of the cross, understand the kingdom of God. And then he wants you to also know, now let him bind up or heal up those broken places in you. Those are the places where you've been wounded. Those are the places where you've been damaged. Those are the places that you've been lied to. Those are the places where these things we just read hang out. And when God comes in to heal that, he comes in to cast things out, but he also comes in to bring inner healing, which we're going to show that in a few minutes after we do this altar call. Okay? And the church needs to go here because after this, he sets captives free. After this, he heals. After this, he makes people whole. The power of God's revealed. So we need, see, if we don't allow God to do this work, what happens is we take his glory. We touch it. We mess it up. And God doesn't want that to happen to us. All right. Does anybody think maybe there's an altar call on this for you? Raise your hand. Okay, I had a feeling. So here's what we're going to do. Anything we talked about tonight, I want you to just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything he wants to reveal. To show you anything. It could just be a small, tiny thing that was talked about. It could be every bit of that. One of the other ones, I didn't see it in there, but it was in the other translation, was blasphemer. Blasphemer is coming against the Holy Spirit or the anointing of God. Let me tell you how hidden this thing is. I haven't blasphemed God purposely in my whole life. And I had no idea that there was still a spirit of blasphemy in me. But I went to see The Passion of Christ when it first came out. I couldn't wait to see this movie. I mean, I just was so in love with Jesus. He had me do such powerful teaching on the cross and what he paid and how he suffered. And that there was actually a movie done in such quality that you could just sit there and really weep and enter into his suffering. And come out with such a grateful heart. So I so looked forward to going to this movie. So I get to the movie. And as the stuff was happening with the beating song, I was so tormented. I couldn't believe it. And it was like this voice in my head, like mocking what was happening and just kind of making fun of it. And, It tried to make me think that the movie was not of God. It tried to make me think, it tried to get me to blaspheme in the movie. And I never had anything like this happen to me. I mean, this was just a few years ago, and I'm like, what is this? I was so upset. And so I said, God, I don't know what this is, but I just bind it in the name of Jesus. I just bind this thing tormenting me in the name of Jesus. And it stopped. And I really was able to get into the last part of the movie. But I left so confused. I said, God, was that not of you? And, you know, what's going on? And I start praying. See, the Bible says to ask, seek, and knock. Sometimes you have to grow up and go beyond asking and begin to seek him and sit there and knock until you get answers. I said, God, what was it? And he said, it was a spirit of blasphemy. I said, but God, it was in my head. It was in my head. It was talking so loud it ruined what I had really looked forward to entering into in the presence of God. He said, all of a sudden, I started having played back in my head the music from Jesus Christ Superstar. Did anybody see Jesus Christ Superstar? I loved that movie. That was like my favorite movie. I mean, I almost got saved at that movie. So for me, that movie really opened my eyes to the Bible. And I came home after that movie and checked it out and saw how biblical much of that movie was. And I even had the movie. I played it all the time. You know, I got it. I even think I bought it on DVD when it came out on DVD. And I would feel a little more convicted as I watched it, the stronger I got in God. But I kept thinking, but God, this movie, you used this movie to show me you were real. The Holy Spirit said to me, okay, listen to how this kind of works. When you're full of darkness, a little tiny bit of light begins to break through the darkness. But when you're full of light, then you start to see that darkness. The Lord said, when you went to that movie, you didn't know anything about me. You didn't know that I could be real. You didn't know I was born again, but I didn't really know you're supposed to. He said, when you went to that movie, just the scripture being sung was light to you that changed your life. What was meant for evil, God turned to good. The word of God is powerful. Many people got saved at that movie. But the spirit behind that movie and the spirit behind the people producing that movie was blasphemous. They were trying to make Jesus look like he was a superstar. He couldn't really save himself. That he was overwhelmed by the sickness on people. That he was somewhat of a fraud. That he was in love with Mary Magdalene. I mean, there was all these perversions purposely sewn into that movie that was blasphemous. And so when I went to see a rendition of the cross that was based totally on scripture, I know there were a few things about Mary and this and that. You can get over it. God chose Mel Gibson to do that movie because he wanted it done right. Not the version, you know, where they use ketchup for blood or something. Or they make him look like he was hardly hurt, you know. And the Lord showed me, when you got around that movie with the real anointing about what I went through, that spirit of blasphemy in you showed up. Let me promise you this. I got rid of it. I tore up anything. Actually, I had already gotten rid of anything to do with Jesus Christ Superstar. I asked God to really forgive me, and I broke the power of it. Now, isn't it cool that God allowed that inside of me for all those years? See, that's why we're not to judge anything before its time. That's why you don't make a big list of what somebody has to get rid of and what they have to do. Truthfully, until somebody wants to get rid of it, till your child wants to let go of it, you're just putting rules on them that's going to make them want it more. But I want to encourage you, if you're having a difficult time believing the word of God, if you're having a difficult time hearing God, if you're having a difficult time breaking through in the things of God, you need to check to see if you have blasphemy still in your heart. Because you think about it a minute. That movie was promoted to make us mock the Lord and the cross. Some of you have listened to, or maybe still are listening to, God have mercy on you, music that mocks things that are holy and sacred to God. You're listening to things that come against God. Some of you are watching movies and television shows and talk shows and even news reports that blaspheme God and the Holy Spirit and come against him. But especially if you've really been involved. Because Wade can tell you, when he did the Grateful Dead thing, it was like a worship. It had an anointing. It was just a total perversion. It was pure blasphemy against God. And now there is a lot of music like that out there. They say it so fast that only your kids can get it. Screaming, and some of it's in the church. It's not, don't do this, don't do this. It's, God, help us get free from this folly that stops us from entering into what we're really looking for in you. Then when I watched the movie the second time, because I went back, it was awesome. The presence of God was on me the whole time. God sat there and spoke with me the whole time. He shared what really happened in areas where the movie wasn't on target. I mean, I just left there sobbing, just worshiping the Lord. That's what I'm believing for here when we watch it again. I want to know Jesus, you guys. I want to know him in his fullness, and I want every unholy thing completely taken out of my life because I want to get closer to Jesus. If you want to get free so you don't get caught, you may not get free. If you don't want to get free so you don't feel bad about yourself, you may not get free. But if you want to get free because you want nothing of the enemy in your heart and you want to be completely sold out to God and you want to live for God and you want your vessel full of God and you want to let him pour his unconditional love into you so you can just give that back to him in worship and let it flow out of you to everything that comes near you. Whoa. Then hate what God hates and love God. Just love God. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to pray for anyone who something tonight, something we talked about tonight, and you and the Holy Spirit got something going right now. He says, I want you to come up. We're going to just break some yokes off. We're going to do some deliverance, whatever. And what we do, the Bible says, you shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free, and the anointing breaks the yoke. And so let's corporately just renounce. Why do I get people to do it? Because you're born-again believers. I believe everybody here is a born-again believer. So it's important what you say. It's not important what I say. If you're the believer, you have to say. Now, if I'm doing a deliverance on an unbeliever, what they say means nothing. If God, you know, comes all over me to take demons out of an unbeliever, and he has, then I just take them out of an unbeliever, and you don't get them to say anything. But you better get them saved and move in things of God quick after that. But when believers are, the Bible says renounce every evil act. So when we do this, we renounce it. And then we ask for him, the Holy Spirit, to rise up in us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask for, if we need the anointing to break the yoke, what's the anointing? It's the presence and the power of God just being released through his vessels. The reason he uses me is because I repent first. I usually repent of all this before I get here, if there's any of it left. I live a life asking the Lord to change my heart. God, get everything out. And I love being free. I love freer and freer, yay, yay. You know what? If we get free enough, that flow of his is going to pour through us. Pour through us. We'll all be anointed. We'll all live in that kind of power.